This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iesoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after a spring that was loaded with moisture that busted our multi-year drought and slowed down some of our planting, it's hard to believe that we're talking about dry conditions and low rivers once again. Low rainfalls around the Midwest have contributed again to low levels on the Mississippi River. The highway to the Gulf is important not only for getting grains to the Gulf ports, but also bringing fertilizers and other input supplies back to the Corn Belt. Well, what's going on and how bad is it getting? We'll find out from the Soy Transportation Coalition next.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, in the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Steenhook is the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, and he talks about the issue as he sees it right now. He says the impact of low levels on the Mississippi River are twofold.
Number one is the ability to put a lot of tonnage in individual barges. And then number two, the ability to attach multiple barges all together to form one single unit. And then you have the towboat pushing it from the back. And when you have low water conditions, it has an impact on channel depth and on channel width. And so you no longer can put as much tonnage per barge because you're concerned about scraping the bottom, even having a grounding. And then when you have less water, the shipping channel becomes more narrow. So you don't have the luxury of attaching all these barges together to form one single unit.
Now, of course, this cannot come at a worse time when we're gearing up for the harvest season and we'll be relying heavily on what President Lincoln once called the father of waterways to bring our grains to port.
All indications are that we're going to have a significant harvest when it comes to soybeans and for corn. We're going to have a sizable amount of soybeans and corn and other grains that are going to be demanding a transportation system that can accommodate their journey from the farm to its ultimate customer. And a lot of that is overseas.
Now let's put it in perspective, because many of you, I'm sure, are saying, well, what about the rail networks? Don't they handle a lion's share of our grains? And yes, they do. But 55% of our soybeans travel to the Gulf via the Mississippi River. Steenhook says he's keeping a close eye on freight rates. These always start to rise when barge and shipping space on the Mississippi become prime commodities.
Anywhere from 6 to 8% higher than this time last year. And again, last year was an unfavorable year, but it's higher than this time last year. And then you're looking at, you know, compared to the 3-year average, anywhere from 40% higher, 60% higher than that 3-year average.
We rely on the lower shipping rates to help us outprice our major competitor, Brazil, in the global marketplace. The low prices we had for grains lately have been starting to make us competitive once again.
We're able to do it more efficiently than they are, because one of the reasons being is we've got this very efficient maritime highway called the Mississippi River that can efficiently move product long distances to our export regions like the Mississippi Gulf. Well, when all of a sudden that efficiency is diminished due to low water levels, then all of a sudden that overall competitive advantage erodes as well.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.